Good morrow, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Negroes in the Wild. I am your host, as always, and intrepid explorer, truly newly Negro. Today, I'm brought back to my journal for new reasons. I had intended the last episode to be the final episode, and yet here we are. As you can hear, the cooling machine I discovered days ago is doing its job, and a rather thorough one at that. So I did pat myself on the back this morning for management of my discovery of the cooling machine. And I did go outside, out of doors, if you will, unprotected, and this time paid a heavy price. There was a stomp-resistant branch. I did not know that they made those in Caucasia, but apparently this branch was delivered by someone who was apparently racist. They mingled this branch among the many other branches that there were, so that I, with my naked foot, would step upon it and have it not break, but instead slash my foot open. The wiles of the wild people of Caucasia are myriad and stunning. I take this not as evidence of my weakness, but evidence of my lack of vigilance. And by vigilance, I mean vigilance. If you're having trouble understanding why I would believe that a wild Caucasian would plant a stomp-resistant branch in my yard specifically to harm me, it only means that you're racist. Join us next week as we explore the intricacies of life and the delicate balance we must strike. Hey there, this is Drew Ladd, creator of Negroes in the Wild podcast. If you'd like to support this podcast or other work that I do, please follow me on patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Again, patreon.com/DrewWritesStuff. Thanks a lot for your support.